Hello, ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to another episode of Arab Voices, coming to you from the studios of KPFT Houston since 2002. Houston's community station, 90.1 FM and FM HD1. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. This show is syndicated and it airs on other radio stations in different cities in the US and Europe. By the way, with this episode, Arab Voices enters its 22nd year of weekly broadcast. And speaking of weekly broadcast, mark your calendars. Arab Voices will air special episodes during the month of May 2023 in commemoration of the 75th anniversary of the ongoing Palestinian Nakba. These episodes will include facts, figures, stories, and interviews with Salman Abu Sitta, Rana Barakat, Yasser Abu Jamia, and others, hosted by Hanan Awad. Thursday, April 20th, 2023, marks the end of the holy month of Ramadan for Muslims around the globe, and that makes Eid al-Fitr on Friday, April 21st. Eid al-Fitr is a religious holiday celebrated by Muslims worldwide that marks the end of the month-long dawn-to-sunset fasting of Ramadan. Eid al-Fitr means Festival of Breaking the Fast. In Texas, the legislators approved the designation of the two major Islamic holidays, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, as optional holidays for Muslim state employees. Eid Mubarak wa kull aam wa antum bi khair. In this episode of Arab Voices, episode number 1057, I will air some of the remarks delivered at the International Day of Al-Quds rally that was held in front of the Consulate General of Israel in Houston, Texas, on April 14, 2023. Al-Quds is Jerusalem in Arabic, and the International Day of Al-Quds is usually held every year on the last Friday of Ramadan in numerous cities in the US and other countries. Let's listen in to some of the remarks delivered in Houston, and we will start with Muslim scholar Sayyid Farhat Abbas with the Islamic Education Center in Houston.
Occupation is a crime!
Free, free, free Palestine!
Free, free, free Palestine!
Occupation is a crime!
Occupation is a crime!
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam. Peace be upon you. Peace be upon all of you. First of all, I'd like to congratulate all of you on coming over here for the Day of the Quds. Your Quds, giving voice to the voiceless people of Palestine. Thank you. Let me tell you what's the meaning of Day of the Quds. Day of the Quds is the day where you choose, where you have to stand. Stand towards justice or towards injustice. Let me put this in this terminology. This Day of Quds is not the day of Islam versus Judaism. It's not. It's not against one religion versus other religion. The Day of Quds is the day where you choose, you take the side. On one side is oppressor, on other side is oppressed. Again, this fight is from the day one. One day, Moses on the one side and Pharaohs, they were on the other side. One day, Jesus on one side and the enemies of the Jesus on the other side. One day, Prophet Muhammad, he was taking one stand, and the enemies of Prophet Muhammad, they were taking another stand. Just in the recent history, if you remember, in South Africa, apartheid government was on the other side, and the oppressed people of the South Africa, they were on the other side. Just in our own country, one time, you know that the slave owner on the other side and slave on the other side, same day. This is the drill. Day of Quds is a drill where you will choose which side you're going to take, the side of the justice or side of injustice. You will choose. Today, it's not a new phenomena. It's an old phenomena, same thing Pharaoh used to do. Pharaoh, if you read Quran, the holy book of Quran, or Torah, or Bible, you realize the Pharaoh, they have few problems. One of the problems with the Pharaoh, they always think themselves superior than the other people. The same thing Zionists today, they're the pharaohs of this time. They're thinking they're superior. And again, they're spreading this virus of superiority in the world. They're taking the other side as inferior. They're claiming we are the chosen one. That's not the case. That's not the case. That's the sign of the Pharaoh. Moses, one time, Moses on the other side, Moses and the Pharaohs, there was a fight between them. The same thing today, the Zionisms, they are dividing people. They're dividing people by religion in the occupied Palestine. People, they do not have the same right. If a Jew, a settler, he will commit a crime, he will go to the civil court. If a Palestinian, whether he's the Arab, whether he's Christian or a Muslim, if he will commit anything, that will go to the special terrorism court. Again, there is no same law. Resources are not same. Jobs are not same. This is totally like apartheid system, the same system. You rejected, all the humans are rejected in South Africa. The same system. Systematic genocide. Systematically, one nation on the based on so-called religion of the Moses, they are trying to oppress the other side. We do not accept that. Today, day of votes, we are announcing, we are showing that we are taking the side of the justice. Because tomorrow, when the people will look back, they will judge us the same way today we do judge about the people of the Pharaoh. We always praise the people who were with the Moses. We always condemn the people that were with the Pharaohs. We always praise the people with the Jesus. We always condemn the people who were the enemies of the Jesus. We always praise the people with the Prophet Muhammad. We always condemn the people who were enemies of the Prophet Muhammad. We always praise the people that were with the oppressed people of the South Africa. And we always condemn those people they were oppressing. Same day, tomorrow, the people will look towards you and they will ask you, which side did you took at the time about this oppressed nation of the Palestine? Where you were standing with the oppressed people, or you were taking the side of the oppressor? That's the message of Yom Kippur. That's why we are here, and I thank you. I like to thank all of you for listening for your inner voice. That's the voice of the humanity. It's not an issue of Islam versus any other religion. It's the issue of humanity versus the other people. They are not considered other people as human. Thank you very much. In the end, I will say free Palestine. Free Palestine.
Free Palestine.
That was Muslim scholar Sayyid Farhat Abbas with the Islamic Education Center in Houston, Texas. Next is David Smith, an organizer with the Houston Socialist Movement.
Brothers, sisters, siblings, good afternoon. I bring greetings of solidarity and support from Houston Socialist Movement and the Houston United Front Against Fascism. As I pointed out last year, ours is a world of many nations, many peoples, many cultures, many faiths, many creeds. But on this special day, millions of us all over the world speak with one voice in solidarity with the people of Palestine and all oppressed people of the world. Next month will mark the 75th anniversary of the Nakba. As you know, the establishment of the Zionist colonial settler state led to the deaths of more than 20,000 Palestinians and other people, and the expulsion of 750,000 Palestinians from their homeland. And things have only gotten worse since then. The Zionist state has seized and occupied a great deal more Palestinian land, committed countless acts of violence against the Palestinian people, launched wars and military interventions against neighboring countries, developed nuclear weapons, and assassinated scientists, diplomats, political leaders, and resistance fighters in other nations. These historic crimes demonstrate the Zionist goal of laying claim to all of historic Palestine and forever preventing independence and sovereignty for the Palestinian people. And today, the continuing expulsion of Palestinians from their homes, the illegal and merciless blockade and oppression of Gaza, the unrelenting murder of resistance fighters and other people by Zionist soldiers and settlers, the brazenly racist declarations of the Zionist regime officials, and the horrific provocations at Al-Aqsa make clear there will never be peace and justice in Palestine until the Zionist state and its supporters are defeated. Because the Zionist crimes have gone on for so many years, let us be frank with each other. It's not surprising that some people despair. It's not surprising that some people lose their hope for an independent, sovereign Palestine from the river to the sea. But I would like to point out this year, there are some clear indications we are reaching a new and positive historical conjunction. The historic conjuncture is there's a massive, clear renewal of global support for the Palestinian cause. Let me give a few examples. A new generation of resistance fighters in wide sections of occupied Palestine are rising up, and they are demonstrating great courage and tenacity in the struggle against the oppressor. The international boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign is growing and represents another important, if different, front in the struggle. Last December, the United Nations General Assembly voted by a decisive majority to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the Nakba for the first time in the history of the organization, and that's coming next month. A growing number of human rights organizations are now strongly criticizing the Zionist entity as an apartheid society. It's about time, right? The mayor of Barcelona, Spain, has suspended all institutional ties with the Zionist regime until the oppression of Palestinians has ended. And a recent Gallup public opinion poll here in the United States reveals for the first time in our history, more Democrats sympathize with the Palestinians than with their oppressors. We got a long way to go in educating people in North America about the horrors of Zionism, but this poll does mark a historic change. So during this coming year, let us build on these and other positive developments to strengthen the global movement for Palestine. Let's do all that we can to educate our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers about the imperative of liberating Palestine. Let us work together to stop the government from giving the Zionist regime another $3 billion. Let us resolutely support the right of the Palestinian people and all oppressed people to resistance. Let us build a bigger and more powerful people's movement for justice and peace, not just throughout the world, but here in this country too. And let us acknowledge, if you don't mind me saying this, that if we want to end all forms of exploitation and all forms of oppression, we must abolish capitalism and imperialism. Brothers, sisters, siblings, please be assured the Houston Socialist Movement and Houston United Front Against Fascism will always stand with you, shoulder to shoulder, in the struggle for a world without Zionism, a world without racism, a world without exploitation and oppression, a world without war, a world for all of us. Thank you.
That was David Smith, an organizer with the Houston Socialist Movement. Next is Kamal Khalil with the Palestinian American Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, our fellow American citizens, voters, and taxpayers, Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
This gathering is for our beloved resilient Palestinians at the Al-Aqsa Mosque and Silwan, Sheikh Jarrah, Baqt el-Hawa, and every inch of Jerusalem and Palestine, as well as in Nablus, in Hawara, Tul Karim, Jenin, Ramallah, Dar Abu Falah, Limghayr, Turbus Aya, Deir Dibwan, Betunia, Surda, Kafr Malik, Yatta, Hebron, Na'lin, Berlin, Beta, Abu Sbeih, Mountain, in Nasri, Haifa, Yafa, Akkal, Lid, Safad, Imm al-Fahm, and in the camps of the diaspora from Nahr al-Barid, al-Baddawi, Burj al-Barajni, Sabra, Shatila, Mar al-Yas, Ain al-Hilwi, and al-Miyumiyye, al-Rashidiyye, al-Yarmouk, al-Wahdat. All those people that are still patiently, impatiently waiting for their rights of return, and definitely our beloved Palestinians in Gaza, the largest open-air prison on earth. And let's all chant, end the siege of Gaza now!
End the siege of Gaza now!
End End the siege of Gaza now!
End the siege of Gaza now!
So to our resilient Palestinians, we say we don't just stand in solidarity with you. We are an integral part of you. We do see the gradual shift of the public opinion in the U.S. towards Palestinian narrative and our promise to continue working till Palestine is free. So let us all send all of them our collective message from Houston, Texas. You are not alone. You are not alone. Palestinians are not alone. You are not alone.
You are not alone.
You are not alone.
We are not alone.
We are with you.
We are with you.
We are with you.
We are with you.
And united we stand. United.
Stand.
And when someone asks you about Jerusalem, what do you say? It is the eternal capital of Palestine. What do you say? It is the eternal capital of Palestine. It is the capital, the eternal capital of Palestine. Ladies and gentlemen, our fellow American citizens, voters, and taxpayers. While the world is emerging into a new era due to strategic events like the war in Ukraine and the tense situation in Taiwan and the formation of international new economic alliances and the historic restoration of relationship between Saudi Arabia and Iran and the de-escalation of relationships between Syria and Turkey. We are gathering here today, Friday, April 14, 2023, the last Friday of Ramadan, the International Day of Jerusalem, to express our deep and serious concern regarding the escalated and unbearable level of ethnic cleansing against the indigenous Palestinians at the hands of the Israeli military Zionist, racist, terrorist, apartheid regime, and the militia of settlers, escorted and protected by the Israeli army against the defenseless civilian Palestinians. Israel is disregarding all Palestinians' basic human and national rights in a clear-cut violation of the international law, while the international community keeps silent due to the Western double standards in general and the obvious U.S. pressure in particular. Therefore, and in short, the Israeli military occupation is the root cause of all instabilities on the Middle East. The Israeli military occupation is the root cause of all instabilities in the Middle East. And we, the American citizens, are protecting and financing the illegal, immoral, and un-American aggression against or of Israel. So, while no occupation lasted forever, the Israeli military occupation of Palestine must not be the exception. And must end now. And now means now. So let's all collectively send a message to the politically deaf Biden and his administration and to whomever must hear it. End occupation now. End occupation now! Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Ladies and gentlemen, our fellow American citizens, voters, and taxpayers, since we, the American citizens, pay Israel to sustain its occupation of Palestine without our consent, hence, the Palestinian cause is no longer a foreign affairs issue. It is absolutely, from now on, it is a domestic matter. And our elected officials must be accountable for their stance at elections time. Therefore, if Biden continues evading the fulfillment of his campaign promises regarding Palestine and runs in 2024, we, all of us, the organized voters of Harris County and Fort Bend County, who defeated Trump in 2020 elections, will have to think multiple times before casting our votes in the upcoming elections of 2024. So can we please, and end this with the message for President Biden: no keep promises, no votes. No keep promises, no votes. No keep promises, no votes. Long live Palestine. Long live Palestine.
Long live Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Thank you.
That was Kamal Khalil with the Palestinian American Council. Pervez Aguan, who is running for Congress in the newly drawn District 7 in Texas, spoke at the rally.
Everyone, it is unacceptable. We saw what happened at Al-Aqsa last week. It is unacceptable that your Democrats and Republicans are both complicit in the crimes happening in Palestine. Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
From the river to the sea!
From the river to the sea!
Palestine will be free!
Palestine will be free!
It is unacceptable that your congressional representatives take money from the American-Israeli Political Action Committee. Say hell no!
Hell no!
It is unacceptable that our tax dollars go to fund war crimes halfway across the world. Say hell no!
Hell no!
It is unacceptable that your elected officials don't have the courage to stand up for justice. Say free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
It is important, brothers and sisters, we have a unique opportunity. We are not a minority in this city anymore. Muslims, Arabs, Indians, Pakistanis, Palestinians, Jordanians, Syrians, you are not a minority in this city anymore. My name is Pervez Aguan, and I'm running for United States Congress, and I'm running to represent the largest Arab American population in Houston. It is the honor of my lifetime to do this. I will not let you down, because we're not taking any money from the Israeli lobby. We're not taking any money from the Wall Street banks. We're not taking any money from pharmaceutical companies. We are here as a grassroots movement to deliver power back to you in this city. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. Amen, amen. Look, all I ask is, thank you. This is hard work. I'm going to give the mic back to the organizers. But I want one thing from everyone here. One thing. You have the power, all of you, if you're above 18 years old, to vote for someone who is not bought and
free,
criminal.
Free Palestine!
Free, 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 free Palestine!
From the river to the sea!
Thank you so much!
Palestine will be free!
Derek Brose, activist, author, journalist, documentary filmmaker, and Houston mayoral candidate, spoke at the event.
Hello, my brothers and sisters. I'm here as your humble guest. I appreciate you being out here speaking up for your people. I'm here as an independent journalist. I'm here as a human being. I'm also an indigenous person. My family comes from this land. And I just want to speak for a few moments about colonization, which the Palestinian people know very well about. And I think it's important for those of us around the world who our families have had to deal with the trauma, the intergenerational trauma of violence and colonization, to come together. The indigenous people of the land they call Mexico, the indigenous people of the land they call Texas, the indigenous people of the land of Palestine and beyond should be coming together. And in our indigenous communities here on this side of the border that they created, when we come together in prayer, we say, Mitaku Yasin, It means all my relations, all my relatives. It's the way we say thank you. It's the way we've come together. And I just want to say that I honor your struggle. I honor your resistance. I'm here in this city as a journalist. If I can lend a story to your, you know, lend a camera or a pen to your story, come contact me. Let's work together. Let's collaborate. Thank you, my brother, for inviting me here today. It's an honor to be here with you. And I want to mention this. It's the least important thing while I'm here. I'm currently running for mayor of Houston. I'm not here to get your vote. But if you care at all about local politics and you want to see someone who shakes things up and talks about real issues like the Zionism and the racism that comes from Israel, then please look into what I'm doing. Thank you guys so much. And Mitaku Eyasu, all my relations. Thank you.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Three students with the newly formed Students for Justice in Palestine at Rice University also spoke at the rally, Zara, Anna, and Alize.
So we are Rice Students for Justice in Palestine. We are proud to join a growing movement of Houston organizers mobilizing towards Palestinian liberation. We, as a chapter, collectively oppose investment in Zionist interests at Rice University and in Houston more broadly. At Rice, we have faced retaliation in past years when trying to form student solidarity for Palestine, and this is the first year that we have been able to maintain an official presence on campus. In doing so, we hope to join forces with you all and work towards making liberation from colonialism occur within our lifetimes. One of our principal aims over the next few years is going to be the divestment of Rice University dollars from Zionist militaristic violence. We look towards the groundbreaking work of our comrades at SGBUH and SGBUTD and hope to build coalition and solidarity networks to make this happen.
Even though we're far away from Jerusalem in Houston, Texas, we know very well that all liberation is interconnected, and so is all oppression. This past week, Zionist militias brutalized Palestinian worshipers at one of their holiest sites during Ramadan, beating women and children and taking over 400 Palestinians as prisoners. We know that this very violence that was carried out on Al-Aqsa worshipers is the same violence being funded by our universities, institutions, and tax dollars. We also know that the situation is not hopeless, and that it is moments like these, right here and right now, that the truth of Zionist violence is being uncovered. Western media may pin the blame on Palestinians for the violence they endure, but we here and now know exactly what happened, and we will not make space for Zionist lies. We know that solidarity with the Palestinian struggle is far-reaching, and that there are more of us dedicated to liberation than the Zionists could ever account for. Thank you.
It is because we know what happened, what always happens, and what continues to happen, that we stand together today and demand an end to the continued genocide of Palestinian people in their homeland. By joining forces with Houston area organizers, we demand a call for justice for the martyrs of Palestine and for all colonized peoples who live under imperial rule. At Rice University, they are bringing Isaac Herzog and other Israeli leaders to our campus, and it is up to us to say no to normalization, to say no to Zionist violence, to say no to the genocide of Palestinian people. We end with a quote from freedom fighter Leila Khalid for Zionists who might demonize the Palestinian right to freedom. She says, "Who planted terrorism in our area? Some came and took our land, forced us to leave, forced us to live in camps. I think this is terrorism. Using means to resist this terrorism and stop its effects, this is called struggle. Resistance by any means necessary. Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!"
You're listening to Arab Voices, coming to you from the studios of KPFT Houston since 2002. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. What we are listening to are some of the remarks delivered at the International Day of Al-Quds rally that was held in front of the Consulate General of Israel in Houston, Texas, on April 14, 2023. Al-Quds is Jerusalem in Arabic. Let's continue listening to more remarks, and next is Dr. Qanbar Jaffrey.
Brothers and sisters of humanity, peace be on all Brothers in Islam, Assalamu Alaikum. While we were celebrating Ramadan, Easter and Passover, as Jerusalem Al-Quds is for the children of Abraham, of all the Abrahamic faiths, and while we are standing here in Houston on a cloudy day, and a rain may come here, but if you look at what is happening in Gaza, if you look at what is happening in West Bank, or even Syria, you have the Israeli bombs being rained on those people. When the media in the United States and in the West, they call it a conflict. But is it really a conflict, or is it an open massacre? You cannot call it a conflict when the Palestinians do not have control on their water, they do not have control on their energy, they do not have an army of any kind, and they are facing a nuclear power with 200 plus bombs. And while we are afraid of sending money to Ukraine, have you realized that our taxpayers have already sent more than $150 billion with a capital B since the inception of this Zionist state? So while we are here to get rid of the occupation of Palestine, but as American citizens, it is our patriotic duty to make sure that we remove the occupation of the American mind, because the media will not be doing this. And I quote from Batu Biko, who was a anti-apartheid activist and a freedom fighter from South Africa, who said that the most potent weapon in the hand of the oppressor is the mind of the oppressed. So it is very, very important for us that when we go out tomorrow and on the next week and every day, it is important for us to come on a symbolic day like the Al-Quds Day. But more important is for us to work on the 364 days. So today Palestine is occupied because of a settler colonialism, because of a brutal military occupation, because of the land theft. And as our brother from the Native American has said, it is nothing but ethnic cleansing. As MLK said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Neutrality is not an option. As Maulana had said, that we have to always stand with justice. We have to always stand with the oppressed. And above all, it is not an issue with any religion. It is an issue of humanity. The solution, as everybody has talked, is about 1948. The United States, as well as the so-called Zionist state, always talks about democracy. So if you want to talk about democracy, why can't we have a referendum? The referendum where the Jews, the Christians, and the Muslims of Palestine have to decide. They also have to decide of the right of the refugees to return, because it is a democratic way to solve the solution of Palestine and having every citizen of Palestine have a right. So let us go back on our daily work and make sure that we have people power. There's a talk about in a lifetime, for some of us with white beards and white hair, we have been here for many decades, but I'm glad to say that a lot of young energy is here, and I really thank the organizers for keep doing it. Make sure that you tweet on Quds Day 2023 so that the rest of the world knows about it. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
That was Dr. Qamber Jaffrey. Next is Alex Curry with the Palestinian Youth Movement.
My name is Alex, and I'm an organizer with the Palestinian Youth Movement, or PYM. We are a transnational, grassroots, independent organization of Palestinian and Arab youth dedicated to the liberation of our homeland and people. Today and every day, we honor the fierce and persistent struggle of our people back home in steadfastly resisting the Zionist colonization of our homeland. Today, we are organizing at a critical moment for the Palestinian people and our revolutionary struggle. In 2023 alone, Israel has murdered over 100 Palestinians. During the current holy month of Ramadan, Israeli occupation forces have intensified their attacks on Masjid al-Aqsa, storming the holy site and brutally beating worshippers, tear-gassing them, and conducting mass arrests. These attacks are compounded by the daily arrest of Palestinian youth and students, home demolitions and forced expulsions from villages like Masaf al-Yatta, and mass raids on entire neighborhoods. The violence we are witnessing in Palestine must be understood as a tactic in Israel's broader strategy of full colonization of our homeland. And at the same time that we witness and grieve this colonial violence against our people, we too must take pride in the powerful resistance it has produced. From Jenin to Nablus to Jerusalem to Haifa and beyond, the Palestinian people are in revolt. We are engaging in labor strikes, organizing local defense councils, and confronting the Zionist entity. No matter the threat, we refuse to surrender our land, our people, our homes, or our national liberation struggle. We are a people who will not die. As we organize in the United States, we see the increased attempts by officials to repress our just movement. Just yesterday, the Texas legislature presented a bill which would limit academic boycott in response to the push by students to cut ties with Israeli universities. While it may feel like the censorship of our movement is everywhere, we know that the state doubles down on repression when our struggle is winning. Across the globe, support for the Palestinian people is growing exponentially. Now is our time to take action and organize. Every liberation struggle has its international bodies which advance the demands of freedom. We are that international body. We have both the power and the responsibility to challenge Zionism in Houston and the U.S. Let's get to work. If you're a student, join your Students for Justice in Palestine chapter, whether at Rice or the University of Houston. We continue to challenge funding for Zionist institutions and companies which fund the Zionist occupation. If you're a community member, join or talk with the Palestinian youth movement. Join the working group. Join the Movement for Palestine Liberation in Houston. Work within your masajid. Work within your workplaces. Work everywhere. Everywhere we engage in the U.S., there is an opportunity to challenge Zionist occupation and colonization. So let's get to work.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
That was Alex Carey with the Palestinian Youth Movement. And next is Yasmin with Students for Justice in Palestine at the University of Houston.
Hi everyone, I'm Yasmin and I'm from Students for Justice in Palestine at the University of Houston. I want to take a moment to thank you all for coming out to stand in solidarity against the cruel and unjust Zionist entity on this International Day of Oakwoods. We've all seen the violence and brutality committed by the occupation that has been happening these last few weeks in Oakwoods and all of occupied Palestine, with hundreds being unjustly and viciously arrested and beaten by the occupation. It's times like these where it's important for us to show up and speak out, not only for ourselves, but also for people facing violence and oppression by their occupiers and colonizers. As we are standing on stolen land here today, I want to acknowledge that the land that we stand on rightfully belongs to the Karankawa, Atapaka Ishak, and Koholikian peoples. For those of us who are not Palestinian, we recognize that it is our moral obligation to fight for a free Palestine and to continually remain in solidarity with the Palestinian struggle for liberation. To fight for a better world, one where apartheid walls fall, where militarized occupation soldiers are not allowed to act freely and violently without regard to the destruction they cause, and where Palestine is free from the river to the sea. A world with a liberated Palestine is a world in which we are all liberated, from Palestine to here on Turtle Island. It is important to highlight the role of militarism in arms manufacturing companies and quite literally fueling violence here and abroad, with billions of dollars of weapons manufacturing sent to arm violent regimes from the Philippines to Israel. These deadly weapons end up making their way to local police departments in the U.S., compounding the state's ability to police, surveil, and occupy black and brown communities, as well as unleash violent forces against protesters. We must challenge imperialism and other systems of violence and oppression by the barrel of the gun, and to continue to organize our campuses and communities to take on this call for freedom and all of those that are struggling against militarized violence. We must build genuine joint struggle in relationships of solidarity and unity across our communities. Our struggles are interconnected. From Kashmir to Palestine, from Palestine to Huron Turtle Island, from Turtle Island to Afghanistan, and from Afghanistan to the Philippines. It is vital for us to continue to come together hand in hand in solidarity and joint struggle and speak out against these global systems of horrific violence. On this International Day of Al-Quds, we would like to thank our Shia comrades for having us all here today and to stand against the violent occupation for their unwavering support of the liberation of Palestine. We stand here both against the violent forces that occupy Palestine and the heinous acts committed against the Shia community and the Shia genocide. These violations of the human universal right to exist, live in worship and peace can only be addressed by our unity and struggle, and is what will ultimately lead to our shared victory. I urge you all here today to get involved in organizing. A better world is possible. May our liberation bring us a new peaceful world for us and for future generations. Thank you.
That was Yasmin with Students for Justice in Palestine at the University of Houston. And next is Alex McDonald, founder of Texas Coalition for Human Rights.
Good afternoon, and thank you all for being out here. I think it's really important. I'm here to speak on U.S. boats to Gaza. We're here, this is the 75th anniversary, unfortunately, of the Nakba. And so, and the problem is the U.S. has been complicit in the oppression of the Palestinians ever since. And so it's really important that we as Americans stand up and spread the word, because most Americans don't even know it. So this has also been over 15 years since the blockade of Gaza. And most of the people in Gaza are children. So they're in the largest open air prison in the world. And this is their only crime is that they were born without Jewish parents. So we need to stand up and end this blockade. So I urge you to stand up and let everybody know about the Freedom Flotilla and the importance of breaking the blockade and contacting our representatives, our senators, and the president, that we need to stop supporting Israel and its blockade. I also here to talk on behalf of the Texas Coalition for Human Rights. And what we do is work on the educational standards, because most Americans, and there are about 400,000 Texas students every year who learn world history. And what they're taught is based on a incorrect, biased, and unfortunately racist standard that teaches that Arabs are the fault of the conflicts that are occurring in the Middle East. And this is just not true. So it's important that we as Americans stand and talk to others and let them know what's really going on and what the real history is, in a loving way, but in a factual way. So anyway, thank you for being out here and holding signs, because it's this way that we let Americans know that there is apartheid, that there is oppression, that there is racism in Israel, and that we as Americans can't stand for that. So thanks again, and let's all be together. Free, free Palestine.
That was Alex McDonald, founder of Texas Coalition for Human Rights. Next is Mohammed Nabulsi with the Palestinian American Cultural Center and the Palestinian Youth Movement.
I want to start by thanking the organizers who put on this event, which is demonstrating the unity of people across geography. As has been stated in so many speeches, there are people protesting in support of Palestine in the name of Al-Quds across the entire globe, from Yemen to Iraq to Iran to Lebanon to Palestine to here in Houston. And that demonstrates that we all are able to gather with a shared vision and a shared belief in a liberated Palestine. And nothing is more powerful than demonstrating our unity. And so that's what I want to talk about today is unity. What does unity mean? Unity is not shared ideas. It's not an abstract concept. It's a practical implementation of shared action. It's believing in a path and walking down that path. And nothing unifies the Palestinian people and the supporters of Palestine like resistance. Resistance of an oppressed people. Resistance of an occupied people who've been subjugated for decades. That is a scream for life. That is a scream for liberation. And that is the ultimate manifestation of unity. It's the practical implementation of our rejection of oppression. And so Al-Quds Day is not just a symbol of unity, it's a symbol of unity in service of resistance. I want to talk about the unity of the fronts. Have y'all heard of the unity of the fronts? Unity of fronts is the collective will of the Palestinian people, despite the political and geographic fragmentation faced by our people. The Nakba exiled us. But it did not only exile us, it destroyed our societies and it separated Palestinian from Palestinian. But what did resistance do? It unified Palestinians from 48 Palestine in Al-Lid to Palestinians in Gaza, to Palestinians in the camps of southern Lebanon, to the Palestinians in Al-Quds. The unity of the fronts is what demonstrated that the biggest fear Israel has and US imperialism has is the unity of the Palestinian people. What did we see a few weeks ago? What did we see in the last week? Israel was attacked from five different directions. From Al-Quds, from the West Bank, from Gaza, from Lebanon, from Syria. This is the first time in my lifetime that I have seen this. The first time since 1973 that resistance took place everywhere. And this is important to recognize that not only did resistance take place, but the response of the Zionist entity was the weakest response it has ever performed. The Zionist entity destroyed two banana trees, it destroyed a farming village, it destroyed weapons depots, but it did not kill one person. It refused to even name the factions involved. It refused to even name the Lebanese resistance. That is screaming of its weakness and its fear in the face of unity of the Palestinian, Lebanese, and people of all walks of life in support of Palestinian resistance. At the same time that the unity of fronts took place, we also had here a slogan: the West Bank is the shield of Al-Quds. What people don't realize is that since the Second Intifada, the West Bank has been repressed. It's been under a military occupation and an occupation administered through the Palestinian Authority. Its resistance fighters are in prisons. It's constantly dealing with raids. Its weapons are confiscated. But what we've seen over the last year, since Saif al-Quds in 2021, is the resumption of the centrality of the occupied West Bank and occupied Jerusalem in resistance. And as soon as Gaza was attacked, as soon as Lebanon was attacked, the checkpoints all over the West Bank were attacked. The factions are unified not under any banner, not under any factional banner. They're unified under the banner of resistance. And this is a development that is unlike any development I've seen in my lifetime. I've been organizing for Palestine over a decade. I witnessed every war that was waged from 2008 to 2014. And we saw what the Zionist entity in its rabid attacks and bombardment of our people in Gaza. We saw the death of children and women. We saw the destruction of civilian buildings, of hospitals, of schools. Israel did not dare to do any real damage in Ghazan following the resistance under the banner of the Unity of France. And this is a victory for the Palestinian resistance. This is a victory for the resistance across the region, the axis of resistance across the region in the face of this temporary and illegitimate entity. I want to talk about another thing about unity. For the last two decades, we watched as imperialism and reactionary movements in the region tried to drive a wedge between Sunnis and Shias, between different sects, between different peoples, between Arab Christians and Arab Muslims. We saw as the US imperialist state attempted to drive wedges between our people in the region. But what has unified our people, what has allowed the factions across ideology and religion to unify is resistance. It's a shared project of opposition to imperialism and colonialism, a shared project of opposition to Zionism and oppression in our region, a call for unity and a call for self-determination and independence of all of our peoples in the region. We saw recently, as they enter into peace talks in Yemen, to end this cruel genocide of the Yemeni people, we see the capitulation of the Saudi state. We see them come to the table and finally decide to end its cruel war against the people of Yemen. This is a victory of the Yemeni resistance. We see that the US's role in the region as an oppressive, imperialist meddler in the region is coming to an end. We see the emergence of a multipolar world, a world in which people have a right to determine their economic and political futures, a right to decide what they want their societies to look like. This is a defeat of US imperialism in the region. We are moving into a new era. We are moving into a new era that will bring forth freedom and liberation and equality and unity of the peoples of the region. This is something that we have taken decades to build. And in this moment, right now, as we bring ourselves together in the name of Al-Quds, in the name of Al-Quds Day, we are brought together as Sunni and Shia, right? And I salute the Shia community for organizing the event. I salute the Shia of the world who stood up for Palestine unconditionally and unwaveringly for multiple decades. And this is in the face of Arab normalization by reactionary regimes. This is in the face of capitulation from actors who have turned their backs on Palestine. And despite that, the Shia of the world, of the region, of this city, have stood with Palestine unconditionally and unwaveringly. And we as Palestinians salute you. We thank you for your support. We thank you for your allegiance to Palestine and your allegiance to truth and your allegiance to liberation and your allegiance to dignity and your allegiance to a rejection of humiliation and oppression. We salute you and we appreciate you. And thank you for having us and thank you for hosting this protest. And thank you for always speaking for Palestine. Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
From that place to Jenin.
From that place to Jenin.
We will know what freedom means.
We will know what freedom means.
The last one I'm going to air are the remarks by Mohammed Rashid with the Palestinian Youth Movement.
I just wanted to take the time and thank everybody for coming out here today. Give yourself a round of applause. I know it's a Friday, it's the end of the week. We scheduled the protest right after clocking out of your job. You could have went home and went to bed. But you sacrificed your time and effort to come out today. And I want you to understand that is a great thing. That is a great thing. But today, this next segment, we're gonna dedicate it to those who have sacrificed much more. And there are two types of individuals who we will never be able to repay for their efforts in the movement. Number one, the prisoners. The prisoners get arrested and get shackled and are taken behind bars for the rest of their life. And then number two, the martyrs. The martyrs have sacrificed the greatest thing you can offer, which is your life. And this next segment is dedicated to those individuals. We're gonna go through all the names of those who have sacrificed their lives
in the past couple of weeks and past couple of months. And with every name, I want you to reflect and remember that these individuals had mothers and fathers like you did, brothers and sisters like you did. They had a job, they had a livelihood, but they knew the greatest honor in this life is sacrificing your life for the movement. So, we're gonna go ahead and go through these names, and I want you to reflect on these names. After every name, I want you to say Shaheed, okay? Nidal Qasim.
Shaheed.
Yusuf Sharim.
Shaheed.
Ayed Salim.
Shaheed.
Ahmed Fahafsha.
Shaheed.
Sufyan Fakhouri.
Shaheed.
Nayaf Malayish.
Shaheed.
Muhammad Dabit.
Shaheed.
Uday Shami.
Shaheed.
Jihad Shami.
Shaheed.
Shireen Abu Akla.
Shaheed.
Hassan Kanafani.
Shaheed.
Muhammad Sa'id.
Shaheed.
Muhammad Abu Bakr.
Shaheed.
Yusuf Abu Jabal.
Shaheed.
Muhammad Usaybi.
Shaheed.
Amir Abu Khadija.
Shaheed.
Muhammad Balhan.
Shaheed.
Muhammad Abu Dala.
Shaheed.
Saud Al-Titi.
Shaheed.
Yusuf Abu Jabal.
Shaheed.
Omar Awadil.
Shaheed.
Yusuf Sharaim.
شهيد.
لؤي الزاغر.
شهيد.
الرمزي الأسد.
شهيد.
همزة هروب.
شهيد.
وليد نصار.
شهيد.
أمير أبو خديجة.
شهيد.
طارق معالي.
شهيد.
مثقال ريان.
شهيد.
طارق معالي.
شهيد.
كرم سلمان.
شهيد.
سما العقطوش.
شهيد.
إبراهيم نابلسي.
شهيد.
إسلام صبوح.
شهيد.
حسين طه.
شهيد.
We will honor all our martyrs.
We will honor all our martyrs.
We will honor all our martyrs.
What you just heard were some of the remarks delivered at the International Day of Al-Quds rally held in front of the Consulate General of Israel in Houston, Texas on April 14, 2023. Al-Quds is Jerusalem in Arabic, and the International Day of Al-Quds is usually held every year on the last Friday of Ramadan in numerous cities in the U.S. and other countries. You've been listening to Arab Voices, originating on KPFT Houston and syndicated on other radio stations in different cities in the U.S. and Europe. Our shows are archived online, and you can listen to them by visiting arabvoices.net. And that does it for the show today. Thanks for listening. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. Until we meet next week, peace on earth.